Everyone, I want to welcome you to a very special start for the 2017 season, right? Even though the
2017-2018 will be the Super Bowl.
That is true, but I think that lands it in the 2017 season.
But it goes through the 2017-2018 season.
All right, Mr. Nitpick. I want to welcome you to the first
fucking suck cooking.
The first Papa's Football podcast of the 2017 football season. I am your host, Ooh. John Papagiorgio. I am joined today by the lovely, the lithe, the nimble, dexterous, flexible,
beautiful,
sexual, sensual,
curly-haired.
That's true. Brian Bolte.
That's me.
Do you have an actual pen light to provide like a little ghetto spotlight for yourself?
I didn't mean to, but it's anybody the first gets a concussion.
That is amazing. Yeah.
I don't want to check his
You look
eyesight.
Like you should have that in your mouth while you are bent behind a prisoner as he fans his asshole. That's
I see we're going to the Aaron Hernandez segment very quickly.
Hey-o.
And very special guest that Brian managed to book for us.
I booked him so hard.
You booked the shit out of him.
I don't like
great comedic talent in the D.C. area. Travis Dorward. Is that how we pronounce your name?
That is. You got it right.
You have one of those like very white names that's still kind of somewhat tricky for me to produce or pronounce.
I've gotten Dorwood, and
I've got Dorwood right now,
oh,
baby.
Hey.
Your back of your shirt says Williams, you lying piece of shit.
You fucking trickster. Is that a stage name? Dorward?
I am Laquavius Williams. That's my real name.
Laquavius, shit.
My favorite thing about Travis, he has the same haircut as my 3-year-old.
It is downy soft. I feel.
Do you say downsy soft? Yeah. That's freaking inappropriate. It's
head and shoulders.
I feel right. Like I'm petting a chinchilla seconds before the slaughter.
That's why an erection.
Where do you slaughter chinchillas?
Wherever they make the chinchilla coats. I don't know how they do it. I picture really like the way Lucy and Ethel made wine. Like just a big bin full of grapes that they're stomping with their feet.
Chinchillas. Yeah. You're just a horrible person.
Ethically sourced. Show's website is pfpod.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. If you ever wanted a really grim laugh, you can go back to when the Skins traded for RG3 and we're just so full of hope.
That never happened. Shut up.
Yeah,
shut your whore mouth.
We gave away those picks for sport. Just we were so much better than the rest of the league.
We felt bad for the Rams. So.
Yeah, what the hell? Spot them a little bit. That was really tactical because then the Rams went on to win maybe, I don't know, twice a year against...
That was a null trade. No one won.
They did absolutely nothing.
They got a left tackle who can barely move and...
The Rams won the day we played them, and they sent their gang of first and second round picks.
Oh, that was
out
such
yeah.
Coin
toss. That was when the Rams won. I laughed too. It was funny as shit. The Rams won.
God, what the?
I don't think any of those guys are on the Rams anymore, though. Maybe Greg Robinson, but that might be about it.
Who the hell was their coach?
Jeff Fisher.
Fisher. I know Jeff George was the old. Running back, I think. Yeah, when Fisher came out with his little, like, dyed... Do you not despise his dyed mustache like I do? You're not fooling anyone, dude.
Well, speaking of someone who dyes their beard, I'm okay with a dyed
facial hair. You did a Just for Men thing with your beard.
I did.
Fun fact.
Just recently.
When my dad had a mustache, he looked exactly like Jeff Fisher.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel that maybe 20% of the law enforcement population is just cloned from Jack Fisher. Like, it's the way they took Boba Fett to make the entire army of stormtroopers.
So let's not pick on Jeff Fisher for dyeing his beard.
Okay,
Some
all right.
Some of us want to look handsome.
I'm just, like, amazed that you actually keep enough facial hair where it's worth dyeing it for you. Like, I grow mine out, but then every couple of weeks I just shave it over the toilet because I'm a classy bitch.
Oh, that's a good idea. I shave today, and all my hair is just all over the sink.
Oh, yeah, no. You just kneel in front of the toilet like you had a good night, and then just dump it right in there.
Really, I should just wait for a rainy day and do it outside.
That's true. Yeah. I love holding a high-powered electrical appliance in a pouring rain.
Right.
I see Terrence coming in with his Kansas. Come on in, man.
Oh, Terrence?
Terrence. Kansas City.
Whoa.
We might have to talk to him about impromptu.
Oh, are we going to do an around the league?
Well, didn't they just trade up and give away all their picks to get a quarterback?
Really?
Terrence, go grab that mic over there by Amir real quick.
Well, you know, I mean, that makes sense. Can you all right,
he's
got to
pee.
In
take the camera and watch him pee.
All right. We are broadcasting live. I know we typically do the show from
studio.
An actual studio, but you managed to get us over to Lovely Summers in Arlington.
Woo-hoo.
A bar that has been around since...
ever.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure my grandmother was knocked up with my mom.
In Summers?
Yeah, in the Summers crapper.
We are in the new part of Summers because this part burned down.
Really?
That's why we have the nice floors and ambiance here, if you did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And I love all the lights, like the Christmas lights around the place.
I think they were just too lazy to take those down after Christmas.
Okay.
That's just my assumption.
I see those lights, and I want to talk about how great it is to finally be at college and then drink Four Loko until I vomit and shit the pants.
I do like to know that's another show. Go watch John's Papa's Basement podcast from earlier this week where he experienced Four Loko. Was that for the first time?
That was your first time?
Well, I had a couple sips of it. It tastes exactly like the disgusting, producer Pete's in the audience. What is it that you drink, Pete? Those horrible, is it like sex?
Oh, God.
Sex on the beach
on the beach from 7-Eleven, the ghetto ones?
Yeah.
Cocktails in a can.
Okay, you guys probably didn't hear that. He drinks cocktails in a can from 7-Eleven in maybe the most white trash way possible, where he won't admit that he's going to have four on the night. I love you, Pete. I'm just throwing you.
Little known fact, they use Four Locos to clean submarines.
That's really?
Right. A made up fact, but yeah.
Well, I've heard that back in the day they would use Coca-Cola to gnaw through like blood on a murder scene, like once they had photographed everything. You could just dump, and they would do, battery terminals.
Ah.
Yeah, but I mean, Four Loko probably could like melt through your engine block, so I wouldn't fuck with that.
I know we're supposed to be talking football, but I told you
why
briefly on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
My old podcast, we did 2 Four Loko shows. The first one, Tommy D.
Yeah,
awesome
guy,
comedian from Hollywood.
Really, like a big guy, too.
Big dude. Well, he drank 2 Four Lokos during the show because we told him to.
Uh-huh.
This was in my old office. It was my office in the ghetto, and I had my own bathroom.
Now, when you say the ghetto, what are we talking exactly?
Springfield by the strip club where they wear...
Oh, Paper Moon.
Not Paper Moon. Yeah, the worst one.
Compton.
Paper Moon's 1320. He knows.
Oh,
degenerate in the crowd. Yes. Woo! 1320 Club. It's right next door to it.
Okay. It's right next to Paper Moon?
Paper Moon's down the block a bit.
Okay.
So this is even worse than the Paper Moon area.
Okay.
But it was Friday night. I knew he wasn't feeling well afterwards. He didn't tell us. He shut the bathroom door after him.
Okay.
He puked all over my bathroom. Shut the door. I go to work Monday morning. My office smells like death.
Four Loko, I just want to say, already smells like vomit. Like, legit. I'm not saying that
but
colorful way.
But he missed the toilet and left it over the weekend.
Wow. So that was just baking in its own fumes.
My friend Len's go-to move in high school is drink a Four Loko and cry. So
drink a Four Loko and cry?
Yeah. Like, every weekend.
I have a feeling that...
Because he didn't know he was
in
his anus that night?
I was going to say, I don't think that move has stopped for Len if he started that in high school. It sounds like a college and post-college thing for him, too. How's old Len doing?
He's not well. Just
what? No. Not on that foundation. Come on. If I can't believe in that, I can't believe in America. So we are over at Summers, which is going to exist for another, year or two before they're tearing it down for mixed housing?
Secret.
Is it?
I'm gonna let that cat out of the bag.
Is it a secret? Do we have to burn it down again for the insurance money? What's going on here?
Well, that place caught on fire, not Summers.
Okay.
Because mattress places catch on fire all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the gunpowder mattress
sex
lines
going on
and stuff.
The mattresses.
Yeah.
The friction.
But yeah, I don't know if that's been announced, but yeah, this whole area is getting tore down.
Well, it has been right now.
There you go.
That happened.
You heard it here first.
Okay, yeah, it's to make room for mixed housing so that we can have a 16-story high-rise and then some sort of CrossFit box, as they call it, on the first floor.
I believe that you said it'd be a Chipotle, but I think it's going to be a Baja Fresh.
Yeah. Well, no. Baja Fresh is a step down. Even Chipotle isn't good enough now. I think I went to Zoe's Kitchen earlier today and spent $15 on some salmon kebab. So,
look at you being all high class.
Gross.
I like that, right? That I can walk in and in 10 minutes throw down as much as I would have for the complete Red Lobster experience. And don't tell me what is the better seafood here.
I'm going to have to go with whatever is not Red Lobster.
Oh, no, no. You are very... Cheese biscuits. Have you not had a cheese biscuit? Are. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the rite of passage right before you're going to leave. You're like, look, we need another round. And then you wrap them up in napkins, and you have to throw them into another container before
Dan
they soak
the man's
through.
Here.
Everyone's just coming in. What up, Dan? I got nothing. That was just a general pleasantry. But we're recording a football show. That's all. If you want to,
like, we've talked nothing about football yet. So.
Right.
Why slow ourselves down? What? Come on, really?
Yeah. Dan's a European football guy. I know I look like I do.
But yeah. Yeah, you do. Like you have that old.
You look like a curling guy. You ever?
No, Dan, yeah, you can't see him at home, but Dan has, like, close-cropped blonde hair and the thick black glasses. Like, you look like you would have worked for, like, NASA in the 50s or something.
Camera's
NASA.
Right there.
It's pronounced NASA.
Is it NASA?
It's
right there. Come on
up. Nissan?
Yeah.
Dan
Nissan, according to me.
Dan looks like the tight end for, like, Maryland and...
Yeah, like, before the team desegregated.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day. Well, we've got the entire offseason to cover, so
yeah,
maybe we're going to take multiple episodes to do that, but
yeah, we'll
I want to start with what was everyone's Super Bowl experience, because we legit just stopped the show before. Yeah, I'm getting like cold again talking about it. Like, I was off football really up until about a week ago when you were like, let's do the show again. What happened this Super Bowl was enough to turn me off something I was... legit addicted to. Like, that was what I looked forward to. That's what got me through every winter.
Do you remember the night of the Super Bowl? I had all of our guests ready to do a show the next week. I was so pissed. Gino Bisconti, you name it. All the comedians that we had previously. I was so blown away by that Super Bowl. I'm like, we're doing a show. We got to get together and do a show. Of course, I never made it happen because I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. But I was so fired up.
You are.
I'm a huge piece of shit.
You were pumped at the time, you're saying?
Yeah, I was pumped at the time.
And then just the wind left your sails.
Shit happens, and, you know, you can't leave your house because of children, et cetera.
Yeah.
But you actually experienced the Super Bowl in other ways that we can't. Weren't you in New York City?
Yeah, I went with producer Pete, again, in the audience. Pete, if you want to throw on the wireless... It's right next to the Bills fan with a look of permanent disappointment on his face. One eye is at 7, the other is at 9.
We'll always have the 90s.
So we were initially going to that Monday see, I think, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, a.k.a. Eyebrows Guy and the Mom from Home Alone.
Okay.
We're going to see them Monday in New York City get interviewed by Ron Bennington. Now, you're a radio guy. You're like, that's fucking great.
Ron
Bennington. We get to go to the Sirius studio. It's a free thing.
Yeah.
It's like a fishbowl. I think they call it the fishbowl. It's like 20 people in the entire studio. It's amazing. Like, we saw a Penn Jillette there. Like, I can tell you how Penn's crotch smells. It's good. It's like a lavender.
Quick plug.
I was that close.
John has a show... on Papa's Basement on YouTube, where he interviewed Bennington's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ron Bennington and his daughter, Gail.
One of the only people to...
Hold on. Are you actually on mic, or...?
I don't know. I have it on.
Is it on?
That is correct.
Okay, keep talking.
Give him some juice.
I said, by the way, one of the only people to have interviewed Ron Bennington in, like, the last, like, 10 or...
Your mic just seems to have died, but...
This is why...
Here, hop on, man.
Like Hernandez.
Yeah. You were waiting, Mr. Shoehorn.
Grab my mic.
Oh, Pete. Let me get some batteries. Okay, yeah. Get some batteries, because that's going to be faster than you walking to the mic right here. There's a CVS right down the street.
There's also a wired mic right next to us, so I can put
it in. They haven't torn that down yet. Brian, yeah, there's a spare XLR cable right there next to your Amazon box, if you want to just grab that. So getting back to the story, Pete and I were going to see these two like improv legends. We were a couple months into our improv training at that point, if you will, and we're like, that would be amazing. We'll be inspired, and who really needs an excuse to travel up to New York and fucking see Ron and shit? Like, they recognize me at this point at Sirius, and not for bad reasons, like when they keep Anthony Cumia out of the building.
They allowed you in once they got rid of you.
Yeah, yeah. There wasn't like I had stolen from the mini mart like a picture of me saying "Do not let in" behind the front desk. I would have just gone up and Would have been cool. Who doesn't like eyebrows guy and the lady who forgot Kevin in the most implausible plot ever?
So I hope one day I'll be known as something like that. Eyebrows guy or the one that forgot my kid in my car or something like that.
Oh, you are...
Both. Eyebrows
you are
guy
now
who
shoe
kid.
Polish goatee. That's your Indian name.
Hey, that means my facial area is just for men. Just putting that out there.
You didn't need to die for that. So we're like, screw it. That's going to be Monday. We don't really want to have to travel up same day, like early as hell. We did that once before. We parked right next to the radio station, sprint upstairs, come back down 90 minutes later to, I think, a $55 parking tab.
Sounds about right.
God bless
that
New York.
That is correct.
And then, we can hear you now. Yeah. And then Pete also treated himself to, I think, what was it, a $17 pack of Marlboro Blues?
It was $14.
$14, thank you.
Worth every penny, right?
They're fancier up there. It's a circumcised cigarette. They're kosher.
They're that much that you better get cancer from them.
Exactly. I want to shit out a lung.
I can taste the cancer.
So we didn't want to rush it, and we figured, hey, it's Super Bowl Sunday the day before. We're just going to go up, see some friends, and watch it in a bar and make like for a slightly more memorable event than just getting a Subway party platter and, you know, eating yourself to death by halftime. And
I don't know how that's better. But
I know. As soon as
what do you mean? That sounds great. That sounds amazing.
Mouth, yeah. No, we did that a couple years ago, I think with Jimmy John's or some shit, and just bought an entire $50 platter.
Is that not just a Tuesday? I'm confused.
Yeah, so back to your friend with the Four Locos and his bad habits. I stood in judgment of. So we drive up to New York, and we go to a bar in Harlem, which 20 years ago would have cost us our lives. But gentrification happened, and it was weird to see like a legit segregated crowd where it was like 50% white people, the majority of them screaming for New England, and maybe every black person in the crowd unified, like,
Were they for Atlanta or just against the white people?
No, for Atlanta. Well, you know, that is blurring a line, yeah.
Come on, New England has white wide receivers.
They probably have three-fifths of the white wide receivers in the NFL.
Their starting lineup last year, Amendola, Edelman,
and Kevin Hogan.
And Hogan, their starting lineup was white wide receivers.
And they just got like the one other white running back in the league, Rex Buckland or something from Cincinnati.
Buckhead or whatever.
They didn't grab Peyton Hillis off the scrapbook.
They'll bring him back.
Peyton Hillis is in some ditch right now. Probably. I don't know.
Just clutching his old Madden cover.
I remember.
People want to say there isn't racism now. Fucking Peyton Hillis was on a Madden cover. Come the fuck on. So Pete and I are there, and I was getting off because like a pretty cute girl in a New England jersey was near tears going into halftime. And I mean, just started screeching at the audience like, you don't even like the Falcons. You just hate New England. Why? And she literally had a black friend there, like almost like a translator. she turned and she was like, honey, they've won like four rings already. Why don't you get this?
Was it sexy tears where you had half mast in your pants?
Is there any other kind?
Okay, that's what I want to know. Not like a good cry to give you a boner.
Yeah, exactly. Like you don't beat off at the end of Blair Witch? Come on. That's how it's done. So, we're watching the game, and I personally, anyone here, you don't look like pieces of shit. I don't think anyone's into New England, right? Like,
he's got a Casey hat on. He's a Bills fan, so he's had
we have an odd group of fans right now.
Yeah, no, this is just being a DC fan where it's, 30% Redskins fans?
That's
and
true.
20%
true.
Dallas, and then the rest is like, well, I moved here from X. I would like the Skins if they didn't suck, but they do, so I'm sticking with my shit local.
I drove through Boston once, so New England Patriots. Yeah.
I sniffed Tom Brady's crotch.
I watched Ted 2 twice. I'm practically his homie. So we're watching the game. Atlanta, I believe, early. I like how I'm recapping the most memorable Super Bowl of our time.
Oh, Jesus.
Atlanta at one point was up.
Spoilers. Spoiler alert.
If you've still got the game on your DVR, you might want to turn this down for the next couple minutes.
Hit pause.
So Atlanta, what was it, early in the third, is up 28-3.
Right.
The New England girl has legit walked outside because she can't take that shit. There's Pete, again, what was the name of like the white Krishna-looking guy who was... Do you remember this asshole?
He gave us. To remember these individuals?
Yeah, you are.
Ooh, that's tough.
Come on, dude. Take your autism pills. Come on. Don't forget these things.
Adam.
Okay, Adam, yeah.
He made that up. No, that was... Adam, whatever, sure.
It's Adam. Adam Watson.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Adam's walking around. Adam is the physical incarnation of gentrification. Just this fucking gangly white guy who's grabbing every black dude in the bar and taking a picture with him and then immediately handing him the phone, and he's like, add yourself on Facebook.
Look, Mom, I met one.
Exactly. Like, asking everyone.
Roger looks like a New England fan.
Roger, are you a New England fan? Patriots?
Oh, comedians are horrible. They don't like sports.
They hate themselves too much to enjoy sports. You follow the stock market and you're here today, Summers? Come on. Why aren't you doing something better with your life? Come on.
He's tired of counting his money. Maybe he is a New England fan. They love counting their money.
I like how just anyone who even says they're into the stock market, I immediately picture them swimming through like a Scrooge McDuck coin vault. Like, oh, stocks.
Thanks, man.
Do you also know this term, bonds? Must be filthy rich.
You need to diversify your portfolio, much like the bar you were at is very diversified.
Yeah, so this
So back to the bar. Did I call back?
This guy, Adam, is walking around literally grabbing any black person he can see so that, yeah, he can...
Like the 1700s, yeah.
He would have killed back then. Literally and figuratively. And I'm laughing at it because it's a great vibe in the place. Like, you know, all the...
No.
He found a sealed can of San Pellegrino that I've been... did Adam become your Facebook friend? So right behind me, there's a guy. I don't want to say anything offensive, but possibly hobo status?
No.
Okay. Oh, not at all. All right, so there's a sealed can of San Pellegrino on the shell, on the little windowsill right behind me. No, that's what he's looking at.
Like,
he
got
took,
it.
He took
a sealed can. Good on him.
Sorry, guys. That's the little things for us.
Yeah. No, we had a little side action going on that. We're going to see how long it took for the can to get picked up. Who had 45?
Travis wins.
Oh, all right.
And he's gone. Yeah, he took it. Travis, you won. Sorry, guys. We have our own little bets that we make previous to the show.
Do you, if you see any sort of like sealed food stuff, would you?
In Arlington? Hell no.
Okay, yeah.
I just assume there's like some type of angel dust shoved on it.
I'm a gross man. Like, if
so
I see,
gross.
Yeah, your french fries covered in the lettuce that fell out of your burger and the half-chewed chicken, I'm just like, ooh, garnish, and I'll eat those fries. But, a childhood viewing of Full Metal Jacket, where one of the guys who didn't have a name, like, just Dead Soldier 6, like, sees a teddy bear on the ground and is like, ooh, teddy bear, and grabs it, and, like, a fork mine just, like, gets him, yeah. And I'm like, I will never touch anything on the ground again.
See, the thing I like about that story about you'll grab fries from anywhere, floor flies, whatever,
yeah.
I know you'll put your mouth anywhere. That's why I like you so much.
That's true. I'm glad you did your facial hair.
That was a blowjob joke. Took me a minute.
Yeah, he was tiptoeing around it. Like, but
I hate Travis so much.
So, yeah, Adam is doing his thing. I was going to say something bad, but we have a crowd, so I can't say these horrible things anymore.
You can say horrible things.
Everyone
they're all
looked
comedians.
Like the white people were sad, the black people were happy. It seemed like a joyous occasion. New England was going down in flames.
I was celebrating. I was so happy when that was happening.
Like, I remember that exact moment. I was probably
texting you horrible things.
As a Skins fan, you're like, look at those fucking idiots letting Kyle Shanahan go. This is exactly what we deserve. Like, I love the Redskins, and I grew up when they were winning, but I never want them to be validated in any way. Like, any personnel move they make, I want to be the wrong move.
You don't want their offensive coordinator for 2 or 3 years to look good? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I want them to have let him go, not because of a talent thing, but just because Dan Snyder's a little twat.
Oh, gotcha.
And he goes to another team and, honest to God, reinvents NFL offenses for the next 20 years. Like, when they let RG3 go, I wanted him to 19-0 with the Browns. Like, that's just how I am as a Skins fan. I don't know about you guys.
I did the same.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted him to blow it up.
It hurts me when they're right. Like, when his little bird shoulder... Like, what would that be? Like, I guess his wing bone. When his wing bone shattered Mr. Glass style, not even before the end of that first game as a Brown, I was like, they were vindicated, and that makes my tum-tum hurt. And similarly, as the game went on, the Super Bowl went on, and for the life of that offense, they couldn't get anything going, I'm like, maybe Kyle Shanahan is a piece of shit. Because that's how one should judge an NFL career, right? Just on the basis of one game. That's a good sample.
The second
size,
half
right?
of one game.
Second half,
John,
yeah.
It's not that hard. When you're up 23, is call a fucking run play. It's not that difficult. His genius was blown up. Okay, first down, throw the ball. Second down, throw the ball. Third down, throw the ball. Fucking run the ball. You're winning, you dumb shit, and you got two great running backs.
They looked like they were playing not to get have the Patriots come back. But
it was 28-3 in the third quarter.
It was really absurd. I mean, I think everyone loves to armchair quarterback, but honest to God, what you said, at 28-3 halfway through the third, like, can't you like crunch the numbers and just take a knee, like the entire game? Like,
give it to your fullback three times.
Yeah, like, couldn't they have hired Bettis? Just like got him on the Concorde or however that still works. You know, like, come on.
They could have used Peyton Hillis.
Yes, Peyton.
Pull him out of the ditch.
Yeah,
put him off.
Yeah,
let go of your Madden.
Yeah, put down your Xbox 360 copy of Madden.
But precious, my precious. Peyton Manning or Peyton Hillis is in a cave and he's real life Smeagol.
R.I.P. Peyton Hillis, we miss you.
Yeah, legit, there will be video of him, like, when we found Saddam Hussein coming out with a full beard and shit. So I watched that comeback, and as an adult, short of that debacle, was that, like, 4 years ago with Denver, where they were down 96-8, 4 minutes into the game?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is literally over, so let's just play some video games and call it a night. And eat our $50 hoagie platter. I walked out like before the end of the game. Like, New England girl had sauntered back in, was suddenly
all of a sudden.
Oh, just loud mouthed about how they were unbeatable and how great it was. And it just, again, I don't really care for the Falcons. I'm down with any team that hasn't gotten a ring getting their ring. That's always a great story, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like, except the Eagles.
Fuck the Eagles.
The fact that it was. I think, John, I don't know if you are on the same page as me. The only teams I hate as much as Dallas or Pittsburgh is New England. I think New England's my second most hated team.
I don't mind New England. I don't know.
Really?
I'm the minority.
Cool.
Fucking racist.
All right, everyone. That was Travis Dorward.
Travis, it was good having you here. Yeah. Don't let the door hit you with the Lord's
Where are you? Where are you performing again? Oh, your mic's not working now.
No, do you guys hate them because they win? Is that...
Yeah, and they're despicable, and I feel that, you know, that the way some people are like, Donald Trump is just playing four-dimensional chess with us, but he actually just had a stroke while tweeting last night. Like, that is Belichick for real. Like, if you've ever, I know that we had that movie I Am Legend with the shitty ending with Will Smith, but like, the real ending to the book I Am Legend, he realizes, like, the vampire people are the new people on Earth, and he, as a human, is like the monster to them. And so for like the good of them, he's just kind of like, yeah, fucking kill me. Like, I need to go. Like, similarly, I feel for the good of the league, like, after getting that fifth ring, like, Belichick just needs to, like, you know, get someone with the black jihadi clothing behind him. Just like, look, in order to restore parity to the league, this is happening. And that's... You know, like, you can fly the head over Gillette, whatever you want to do with it. Like, and be like, Bill's always watching. You know, just, like, have it dangling from the Goodyear blimp or whatever. I don't give a shit what you do. But, like, the guy is kind of above and beyond really any other coach. Like, is there another coach in the league where people are like, Like, okay, which of the Harbaughs is the Ravens coach?
John.
I think before this season, the Ravens might have been up one game versus New England, like, in the overall... Like, I want to say they've maybe, like, beat them seven times, lost six times, and people are like, he's a fucking genius for having pulled that. Like, yeah. It's so over the top. And then, of course, now I think Belichick is, like, at least at 50% versus everyone in the league. And similarly, I think the narrative was also there with, like, Denver is the only team with even a slightly winning record against New England during Belichick's tenure. And he evened that up. And now it's like, okay, you know what? This isn't cool.
But who else can re-sign players for pennies on the dollar? Like Brady's contract.
Brady's contract, isn't fair because his wife makes $100
million.
Aaron
Hernandez's contracts. Too soon. Sorry.
Brady pays the fucking cable bill in his house.
I understand that, but they should be making a lot more money. We got Kirk Cousins looking for $25 million a year, and Brady isn't making that.
Yeah, because Kirk's wife, Julie, does nothing.
Why do you know Kirk Cousins' wife?
You don't know the Julie memes
all
over Julie the
Cousins?
Internet?
Cousins?
No.
Oh, God. You don't spend enough time masturbating on Reddit, sir. once you're done, you have to look at other pages. And the football...
These forearms says he does.
I go lefty, actually.
Oh, me too, yeah.
You went righty for me.
The more you know.
Oh. Exactly, yeah.
We don't have much time. Do you want to get some of these? We got a Kansas City fan. We got a Bills fan. Do you want to make fun of them, or do you want to just keep going?
We can keep going for this one, I guess. And okay. Then we'll once we get in the swing of it and we're able to record, what is it? Oh, 744. Yeah, we should break
down. I
was down
just curious, you know.
No, it's cool. So once I'm done with that, I go to the NFL subreddit. And one of the recurring themes is just how in love Kirk Cousins is with his wife, Julie. I don't know her maiden name, so I'm not a complete pervert. We'll just call her Julie Cousins, because that would be her legal name, I'm guessing. And, they just bust that out. They're like, how eternal is Kirk's love for the Redskins, for example? And, of course, the following comment will be like, not nearly as eternal as his love for Julie. And just look up Kirk Cousins, Julie Cousins. It'll be nothing but these stupid fucking memes. Yeah. Do we want to do Aaron Hernandez before we exit? Or do you want to just wrap it up? I think
we can wrap it up. I was.
You never say those words, typically.
I was going to make fun of Mir for being a Bills fan. And
what part of the rope did Aaron Hernandez use?
Oh, okay. I don't know. What part of the rope did he use?
The tight end.
John, don't laugh.
Well, I don't like it.
Get it?
Yeah. The man killed himself, in case he didn't know.
I'm a piece of shit for laughing.
Well, I guess we can go out on that. So next week we'll get to Hernandez. Week one was just us talking the old Super Bowl.
Well, unless you want to hit Hernandez real quick.
No, that deserves 30 to 45 minutes.
Well, it's kind of old news, but...
Yeah, I have like a chalkboard I want to kind of do the layout of his...
Are you going to redraw the scene?
Yeah. And then
are we going to put some soap down on the floor to
show
in case?
Where on the doll I was touched? It's the whole thing I got going.
Next week, we prove it was actually a homicide. We're going to SVU this.
Bum, 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 bum.
Well, you know, that's the podcast that are popular right now is this crime scene podcast. So
yeah.
Maybe we could reenact the Hernandez.
Well, I think the only way, what podcasters are realizing is the only way to provide insight into a murder is to actually have committed it. We're going to get to that point, right? Like, what was that damn Jake Gyllenhaal movie? Nightcrawler?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hit that point.
I just want to reenact the jail scene love affair. I want to be Aaron Hernandez, and you get to be the lover.
I was going to say, yeah, why would you
want to... Is that what happened?
Don't reenact the hanging portion. Just like, that Tuesday when they served nice scrambled eggs and then I got head from my boyfriend in jail. That one, that would be nice. For Aaron Hernandez, who was apparently gay. That's how insecure I am
before
in my shit.
Before we wrap
like,
it up...
The gay part was me as Aaron Hernandez. I'm all for the ladies. All
right, we're going to wrap it up after this. But was he, or was it because he's serving two life sentences? He said, fuck it. I'm not going to have an interaction ever again.
Did you hear the real reason? Do you not know about it?
More like, did you?
No, I know why he offed himself, because he thought he was going to get paid. That's not happening. But if you have two life sentences in jail,
mm-hmm.
your life is that little area of jail.
Right.
Are you just going to say screw it and start getting blown by a dude? I know Travis would. He's thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
Even if I got like a parking ticket, I don't need to go to jail.
I've been in apartments probably the size of that cell, and I didn't have guards kissing my ass for autographs. And I certainly didn't have, apparently, like a live-in boyfriend 2 feet away, so I wasn't getting any either. Yeah.
He's not ever getting out.
I just, you know what?
Why not? He might as well get in.
Okay.
Before
we get into the legit, like, thought that I put into, like, when will I kill myself? And the answer being in my 50s or so. Like, why, John?
Why do you wait that long, John?
Because you kind of want to be spent. Like, I want to just make sure life is as garbage as it seems. So Aaron Hernandez is a fit dude of, like, what, 27 or some shit still?
Yeah.
Like,
but he's got two he's done. He's in jail the rest of his life. Might as well find love.
Hey. All right. Well, you know what? I do want to dedicate a whole episode to that.
Okay.
Travis, is there anything you want to plug? Do your Twitter handle, man, and thank you for coming on if you want to come out next week. Or
thanks for having me. Twitter is at Travis Dorward. Nothing special.
There's also Drunk Travis, your second account.
Oh, Best Drunk Travis. Yeah, I haven't used that in a while, but I might pick it back up.
Okay. I liked it. Was it not a picture of you with oven mitts on holding a 40?
They're not oven mitts. It's the tape, duct tape.
Duct tape to the 40. Okay. Brian?
If you guys listening to this on the interwebs don't know even now, fuck you.
That is true.
And don't follow me anyway, so eat my ass.
All righty. That was inspirational. I am John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The main show in papasbasement.com. This is located at pfpod.com. Subscribe to both on iTunes. We have links all over each site for that. Facebook.com/papasbasement, youtube.com/papasbasement. And yeah, that's everything. So, guys, thanks again. And
Pete maybe a producer. PeteMaybe.com.
Pete comes
no, that doesn't yeah, sound right.
PeteMaybe.com.
Thanks for making it all about you, Dick. Sorry.
Now smoke us another cigarette.
Come on, let's do the techno bowl music. Do 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 do.
I don't know it.
Alrighty.
Thanks for being on, John. You're the man.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'll take it.
I'll clap right into this. It sounds really loud. There's a lot of people here. I promise. There's.